Last Word on Today FM.
Now, Charlie Weston, the personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, is with us again today because he had a really interesting story on the front page of his newspaper this morning about the central bank carrying out what he described as a massive probe into the country's life assurance companies. So, Charlie, lots of people have purchased life insurance from these companies. Lots of people have also bought pensions and investment products. So what's going on? What has got the central bank interested?
Yeah, Matt, this concerns these life companies, they're called. But they, as you say, Matt, they would sell life insurance, investments, pensions, etc. We're talking about Irish Life here, Aviva, Zurich, New Ireland, those kind of companies. But the concern here is not around the life insurance. It's essentially the investments part of the business, and the pensions, so pensions and investments. And it's quite technical, but the problem here is that these companies, some of them are extremely slow. It could be weeks between taking in pension contributions from employees and from an employer scheme, and then allocating that into the market and buying investment units. So those delays can mean, if in a rising market, people lose out. Now, it's a bit technical, but essentially that's the problem here. It's the time it takes between pension contributions being made and when these companies get around to actually going out into the market and investing that money. And, you know, that mightn't sound like a big deal, a delay of 2 weeks or something, but it can make a huge difference. You know, I've seen one case, a small employer scheme. This is being brought to the attention of regulators. It's a very small scheme, but because there was such a delay in investing the money between the time the money was paid by the employees, passed over to the life insurance company, the delay between all of that happening meant that there was a big loss. There was 20 grand lost just in a couple of, you know, 2 weeks or whatever. So it's around that. It's the administrative processes of these companies. It's why they're taking so long between the time you pay your money over and that money is passed on to the life company and the time it takes them to actually go and invest it, to actually go and buy shares and stuff that they buy, you know. So
in whose account then is the money resting? Because presumably, if it's in large amount, it's held on deposit and there's interest going to whoever is placing it on deposit somewhere.
That's it, exactly, Matt. It's, you know, that's one of these questions we don't know. You know, the money should be allocated the next working day. You know, there should be no delay. It's that's the standard in the industry. If I pay my pension contributions to my pension, my trustees, my fund people should send that over to the company that's handling my pension, and that should be going into investments the very next day. Now, you might lose out sometimes by going fast like that. Sometimes if the market's falling, you're going to lose. But we've had a rising market for the last while, so delays can be expensive. So you know, who's gaining from that money? Is that money just sitting there in accounts, probably not earning any money at all, any interest at all? But, you know, you are losing out as a punter if the money is not being allocated quickly into investments. So that's what the central bank are concerned about. It's what they call the administration processes. And they've asked all of the life companies, all of the domestic life companies to come back to them, and they're looking at why it's taken them so long to get around to actually taking money off, from the time between taking money off people and actually investing that money for them.
Charlie, it also strikes me that this is going to take an enormous amount of time to work it all out. If you have to go back to every individual investment that's been made over a period of years and find out how long it took before the money taken in was actually invested in a product and find out what happened to that money in the interim, how many people is it going to take to do that? How long is it going to take them to do it?
Yeah, I've been hearing ridiculous numbers of people who had to be allocated by the various life companies to this probe. You're absolutely right, Matt. It's been going on now almost a year. You know, I've seen complaints made about it to the regulatory authorities, the pension authority and the central bank. The complaints go back a year. The central bank has been looking at this for over a year. It could be at the very least the end of this year before this is finished. And you're absolutely right. There's an enormous job of work to be done here. You're talking about large numbers of employees, sophisticated IT systems, and an awful lot of looking back and reviewing and auditing that has to be done. It's quite complicated. It's very involved. And In some cases, you know, people may not have lost out, but it's going to just take an awful lot of work to work out, have people lost out? Are they due refunds? Or have people, you know, actually it's worked out for them in their favour, the fact that the insurance company was very slow in allocating their investments into the market. But yeah, it's absolutely enormous in terms of the scale of this. And what I've been told is this is the biggest probe that's ever been done into the domestic, what's called the domestic life insurance sector in this country.
Is this as big as the Tracker mortgage scandal? And I'm not saying that this is a scandal. I'm saying, is this investigation going to be as detailed as what was required in relation to Tracker mortgages?
That was said to me by a couple of people, that we're on a scale here of in terms of the amount of investigative work that has to be done, we're on that kind of scale. Unfortunately, the big gainers in that were in consultancy firms, legal firms, because there was so much work that had to be done. If it turns out, I don't think it's going to turn out to be anything like the Tracker scandal in terms of, you know, what it's going to cost. It could run into the hundreds of millions, whereas the Tracker scandal cost the banks billions in terms of the refunds they had to make, the compensation they had to pay, and the consultancy and the IT costs and staff costs that they incurred. This one is not on that scale in terms of cost, but in terms of the manpower, the effort that it's going to have to be put in to kind of sort this out, it is enormous. There's no doubt about that.
See, a couple of things that strike me there, Charlie, and that one is, I wonder, will artificial intelligence be used to go and do that work to speed things up and to keep the cost down? Although, again, you'd have to wonder just how accurate would any results produced by artificial intelligence be? And then the second thing that strikes me is, will this all end up anyway just being lumped on to fees and charges for existing customers and new customers in the future, that these companies will find a way of recouping the costs of doing the investigation?
Oh, don't you know, Matt? I mean, and that's part of it as well. The fees and charges for a pension or investment fund are anything but transparent. They're impossibly difficult to work out. So to answer your second question first, I think you're absolutely right. You know, in some way, the costs will be passed on. Will we be able to spot that? Probably not. I talk to a lot of actuaries who are guys who understand this stuff inside out. Oh my God, it gets complicated very, very quickly. So, you know, and the best of actuaries will struggle to work out the fees and charges sometimes. But as for the use of AI, yeah, they would need to be very careful on that one, wouldn't they? Because it's notoriously inaccurate. But I'm sure in some kind of lower form, the heavy duty, very standardized, basic processing, they may use some AI programs. They may just have their own programs that they can do this anyway. That's something the central bank will need to watch, that they don't try and cut corners by using AI to do it.
Now, Charlie, one other thing. Does anyone listening to this who has invested in a pension or an investment product, either personally or on behalf of a company where they might be a senior manager of, do they need to get in contact with their provider, their life insurance company, and ask questions as to what happened?
Well, only if you have very big suspicions, you know, that there was a big mistake made in your case. I mean, you know, but the central bank tell me that customers don't need to do anything. If an issue has arisen, central bank will insist that the life company gets on to the customer and sorts it out. Insurance Ireland, which represents the sector, have said the same thing to me as well. And I've got the same response from the likes of Irish Life, Aviva, New Ireland, etc. They're saying, look, customers don't need to do anything here. If we spot a discrepancy, if you're at a loss here, we'll contact you. But look, if you're an employer that had a scheme and you reckon something was going wrong, well, maybe, you know, maybe you weren't going mad. Maybe you are right here, and maybe consult a kind of pensions actuary if you think there's a big problem. But there's definitely something going on here. You don't need to panic. If you might be in a lucky position where you get a few bob, and at some stage a letter telling you you're due a bit of a refund, hopefully.
Thank you very much, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent.
The Last Word on Today FM.